From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Congressional Budget Office has delivered good news to backers of the Senate Finance Committee's health overhaul bill. NPR's Julie Robner has more.
After 2 weeks of nipping and tucking by committee members, the official scorekeeper of Congress said the bill would actually reduce the federal deficit by $81 billion over the next decade and would likely continue to reduce spending after that. CBO said the bill would cost a total of $829 billion over the next 10 years, well under the $900 billion target set by President Obama. But the bill would still leave an estimated 25 million people without health insurance by the year 2019. The bill under consideration in the House, by contrast, would provide insurance to 8 million more people. Neither bill would provide benefits to illegal immigrants. They represent about a third of those who would remain uninsured. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Democratic Senator Harry Reid says a White House meeting with President Obama today to discuss the current state of the economy reinforced what he termed a shared commitment to create more jobs and to help the millions of Americans who are currently unemployed. Following the talks, which also included House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Reid said lawmakers are committed to helping to encourage businesses to create more jobs. While there was no mention in Reid's statement of a possible jobs creation tax credit, one Democratic aide says that was also discussed at the meeting. Justice Department's survey has found most children are directly or indirectly exposed to violence. The study's authors call this the first comprehensive national look at this kind of violence, and NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The authors asked children about their experience of 48 different forms of violence, ranging from threats online to violent sexual assaults. Dr. David Finkelhor was a lead researcher.
We now have estimates of various kinds of violence exposure in childhood that we did not have before, like the fact that nearly 1 in 10 kids witnesses an assault in their family over the course of a year.
1 in 4 children reported being robbed, and 1 in 10 reported being injured in an assault. 6% were sexually assaulted. Attorney General Eric Holder spoke about the report at a youth violence event in Chicago.
We are not going to rest until we've done everything that we can to protect the American people, to protect American children, and to stem this tide of violence.
Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
International beer maker Anheuser-Busch InBev says it is getting out of the theme park business. The Belgian company has been shedding assets to help pay for its $52 billion buyout of Anheuser-Busch last year. The world's largest brewer agreed to sell SeaWorld and Busch Gardens theme parks to the private equity firm Blackstone Group in a deal valued at least $2.3 billion. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 5 points to end the session at 97.25. The Nasdaq closed up 6 points today. The S&P 500 rose 2 points. This is NPR. Telecommunications company Nortel is continuing to shed assets. The Canadian company, which once accounted for a third of the market value of the entire Toronto Stock Exchange, says it will sell its optical networking and carrier Ethernet businesses to Maryland-based Ciena Corp for $521 million in cash and stock. Under terms of the agreement, Ciena would offer jobs to at least 2,000 of Nortel's employees, or more than 85% of the total workforce of the business units involved in the sale. However, there's no firm guarantee the deal will close, since Ciena's offer will be used as an opening bid for an auction by Nortel. There's another leadership shakeup at the United States Olympic Committee. The group is searching for its sixth CEO this decade, just 5 days after Chicago was trounced in the bidding for the 2016 Olympics. NPR's Howard Berkus has more.
The U.S. Olympic Committee is blamed in part for Chicago's embarrassing showing in the International Olympic Committee voting last week for the host city of the 2016 Summer Games. Now, acting U.S. Olympic CEO Stephanie Streeter says she's ready to move on after just 7 months on the job. Streeter says she made the decision to leave before the IOC vote last Friday that abruptly ended Chicago's Olympic bid in the first round. Streeter was the USOC's fifth CEO this decade. Leadership turmoil has made it difficult for the group to establish the kind of international Olympic relationships considered critical to winning Olympic bidding. The USOC also angered international Olympic officials by announcing a U.S. Olympic TV network despite warnings not to proceed. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Crude oil futures ended the day lower. Crude was down $1.31 a barrel to close at $69.57 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.